Consumption of ultra-processed foods in children and adolescents with digestive disorders and risk of non-communicable diseases. Introduction: The consumption of ultra-processed foods, UPFs, has increased and is associated with the development of digestive and non-communicable diseases, NCDs. Objective: to investigate UPF consumption in children and adolescents with digestive disorders and risk of NCDs. Materials and methods: field study, prospective, cross-sectional, conducted from January to May 2025. A simple random questionnaire was applied for dietary recording using the NOVA classification. Results: 113 out of 1,000 children were evaluated, mean age 7.4 plus or minus 3.7 years, 2 to 16 years, 53.98% male, 37.17% preschoolers, 33.63% school-aged children, and 29.20% adolescents. Diagnoses included constipation, dysbiosis, chronic abdominal pain, reflux, celiac disease, mild, gastritis, and diarrhea. UPF consumption greater than or equal to 5 times week, 97-113, 85.84%, versus less than or equal to 2 times week, 16-113, 14.16%, p equals 0.0246. High intake of processed foods, 64-113, 56.64%, versus low intake, 49-113, 43.36%, p equals 0.3187. Unprocessed foods, 55-113, 48.75%, p equals 0.4586. Higher moderate to high UPF consumption, school-aged 89.47%, preschoolers 88.09%, adolescents 75.76%, p equals 0.3793. Processed foods slash ingredients, preschoolers 69.05%, school-aged 57.89%, adolescents 39.39%, p equals 0.0359. Low unprocessed food consumption, preschoolers 64.29%, school-aged 47.36%, adolescents 39.39%, p equals 0.0844. UPF consumption was associated with higher intake of sugars, p equals 0.0001, fats, p equals 0.0001, and sodium, p equals 0.0003. School-aged children showed higher intake of sugars, 89.47%, fats, 47.36%, and sodium, 42.11%. Risk of NCDs, dysbiosis RR equals 2.5, mild RR equals 1.63. Conclusion: there is high UPF consumption with moderate to low consumption of processed and unprocessed foods in the evaluated patients, along with a risk of long-term negative health outcomes. These findings highlight the need for family-based nutritional education.